As many listeners will know, our intrepid High Sheriff, Helena Carnabere, has been walking round the county lines in aid of her charity and other charities too. Well, one of the stops was at Weymouth Skate Park, the Front Skate Park, and I popped along with my microphone and I picked up on a couple of conversations and a few interviews with interesting people. First, here's Helena learning more about the skate park and the benefits of it.
Do you know what a lot of parents say though? It's the cheapest childcare in Weymouth.
Yeah.
Because
you're going to hear the panic in there.
You open today.
Being the cheapest, it's very inclusive, isn't it?
It is inclusive. Yeah.
And £30 a year and £2.50 a session. I mean, that's a cup of coffee or an ice cream, isn't it?
Exactly. So that's. And I think the most important thing is parents know when they drop their kids off. We're all first aid trained, all DBS checked, all safeguarding trained. So we've got the same things in place as what a school would have.
Yeah.
And they know their kids, the minute, if they have an accident, we're there.
Yeah.
We're there. Whereas if they're out in a public skate park, when we try and train
it's
kids up
space.
With first aid, like don't move a child if they've fallen over. We try and train them up when they're out on public skate parks to know what to do in a first aid incident.
But the other thing, from my point of view, you know, with the county lines thing, it means this is a supervised, safe space where can have wonderful interaction with friends, be totally free, have a wonderful time and not worry about, you know, anybody trying to offer them things.
And do you know what else I love is the, there's no, like, the ages. Like, you'll get 25-year-olds, dads in here with their kids.
Yeah.
You'll get a little six-year-old come in chatting to an 18-year-old.
Lovely. Yeah.
And it's like, because they're sharing the same experience and the same interest, there's no age restriction on it. They're all mixing together. And then some of the kids, when they sort of leave primary school and go to secondary school, the worry's off because they walk into secondary school and they see lads there from the skate park. And it's like, and they look after them. And it's so lovely. So many benefits to all of it.
And they're not in front of a screen, you know, they're not on their phones, you know, they're in the fresh air.
They're not interested. All their social media is all about their riding and their
riding.
Edits of their riding. There is nothing else on their social media that they're interested in.
Lovely.
They just want to look at YouTube and riding, you know, edits and things like that. Come on up.
I'm Nina Hanger here from representing our charity Hangers Heroes based in Weymouth. And we've supported the skate park here for many years and continue to do so. And we raise money for lots of little local groups around the area. And our big event coming up in September. So if anybody wants to look at our website, Hangers Heroes, then there's more information there for them.
What made you interested in this particular charity?
Because it involves children. Although a lot of our group support, we got different age ranges and from adults through to children. But we think skate park here is so good because they keep children off the streets, gives them somewhere to go, somewhere safe. And not costing a lot of money either for the parents, which is obviously key these days for a lot of parents, isn't it, who want to get their children out doing things other than being on the phone or computer.
And from what we're seeing, quite a lot of exercise too.
Oh yeah, definitely. Yeah, I mean, hats off to them, because there's no way, even when I was young, I would have even thought about trying to do something like they do. So yeah,
I got as
fantastic.
Far as roller skates, and that wasn't very good.
Yeah, I fell off a bicycle and I never got back on again, so that's as far as I got on two wheels. So.
Well, they're jolly brave people, I think.
I think so, yes. Yeah, we're very pleased to support them, and like I said, we'll continue to do so. It's such an expensive thing to maintain with the ramps being all wood, so, and I think in the sea environment here doesn't help either.
Well, hello there. I'm Andrew Varndell. I'm another Weymouth resident, and I'm here, delighted to be here, to help Helena raise more awareness and more funds for all the work she does. This is the second walk I've done with her, and a big crowd today, I'm delighted to see, and rightly so. It's a fantastic cause, and also, nobody can say no to Helena. You just can't. It's physically impossible.
That's true.
Yeah, I mean, it's a big walk today. It's a very hot day. Obviously, we're setting off soon. Long walk, and of course a couple of pointy hills in the way, but we'll get to Lulworth hopefully, and then we will all dip our toes in the water and celebrate another success. But if you haven't yet done so, do check out the socials for Helena and the High Sheriff of Dorset and what she's doing for County Lines. It's a fantastic cause, and that's why we're all here today in the heat and looking forward to it.
Has everybody got water, please? Has everybody got a hat?
Has everybody got sunscreen on? And has everybody given me their emergency number?
Yeah.
And if you haven't, you're very naughty. And you
very naughty. Very naughty.
Okay, so we're ready to set off. Yeah? Let's go.
Well, this is the exciting bit. How far have you been and how far have you got to go?
Well, on stage one, we walked just over 30 miles. And today we're setting off from the skate park, the front skate park in Lodmore. And we're walking 40 miles over 4 days. So we will end up in Shell Bay, so just by the Sandbanks Ferry. So yes, it feels a bit daunting at the moment in this hot weather, but what a wonderful start we've had. So we've had some children who've been demonstrating on the ramps, and they're just about to open in 3 days' time a new £22,000 ramp for the 300 members of the skate park and all the other children that come on an occasional day. So really lovely that the front skate park is one of my chosen charities, and that's what this walk is all about. You know, just over 200 miles to raise awareness of County Lines, but also the amazing organisations that help keep young people safe and provide opportunity in safe spaces.